Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie where it's hopping. And you're invited to come join us for 5 hours of fellowship and sports conversation here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. General, at your service. Salute to you. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander is back home in the Pimp Cup. Master Control there, 75-635, fixing to go 5 flawless, like it's nothing. The man's got it stuck on automatic. Ramon Cruz, remote engineering. You got your Nosebleed brothers here, Woolchuck and Schiafalo. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. How's everybody doing?
Super. Solid.
Fantastic. Man.
Right on. And we have a special guest joining us at the table here is Bobby Belt from Sean and RJ, 6 to 10 weekday mornings here on The Fan.
What a guy.
Hello, gentlemen.
Roberto.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm wonderful. How are y'all?
We're doing great. You guys are crushing it in the mornings. Your insider reports are fantastic.
Two-thirds of us are crushing it. Sean's not always there, but otherwise.
How's that pink eye diarrhea combo that he was dealing with?
I mean, antibiotics generally will take care of a lot of that, but there's obviously lingering after effects, and I think you can hear it in his voice when he's on the air in the morning.
Is he going to be in tomorrow? It's his birthday, isn't it?
I mean, God only knows, right? Oh. Like it's like a game of Russian roulette. Is he going to show up or not?
Availability is the best ability.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah. He's been a little bit of, Sean Diggs lately.
Sean Diggs.
I love it. Shots fired right out of the gates. Now, speaking of availability, what happened with CeeDee Lamb there? Was he puking at 7:30 in the morning at the hotel?
I was not there at the hotel to see if he was puking at 7:30 in the morning.
That was the biggest surprise, is that you weren't bouncing around there with him.
No. I was literally...
You might be holding his hair for him.
No, that was the time that I was getting the breakfast wheeled in while we were during crosstalk. Yes, that would have been 7:30 that time. So,
and you were in your undies.
I was in my undies at that point. My undies and a polo. But
it's
no,
a good look.
I think that... The most likely explanation, because Jerry said missed meetings or sort of missed meetings, that like in that vein, Shoddy would just say they missed some things, which is a little more vague. I think the reality is probably the two of them were having a good time in a city that young, successful, rich young men typically like to have a good time in, and so... That causes, who knows, sleeping in too late or whatever else. But, yeah, I think it's not easy to or it's not difficult to sort of pare down or deduce, a couple of options that it could potentially be that got them in trouble.
You think a one-time situation or, a Zeke deal where it was building with the missed meetings and being late and stuff?
Yeah, I think this is probably a unique situation. I mean, this is the first time the Cowboys in a regular season, they've gone for the preseason, obviously, but this is the first time they've gone to Vegas to play. And I think for Shoddy it was important to a couple different things. One, you've already punished Trayvon Diggs in a similar way earlier in the year. It was going to be really difficult to then not hold them accountable in the same way. Two, I think that after they had all spent 2 weeks, dealing with a tragedy and kind of leaning on each other and talking about us and closeness and doing all these things, I think Shotty probably looked at it and was like, of all weeks, I cannot stand this, so we need to have some enforcement.
Are you saying that Diggs didn't go on the IR because of the concussion in the knee? Was the IR the punishment?
No. I'm talking about when Diggs was benched for the first two series against, I don't remember which game that was. It was one of the games
right.
at home. I think it was the Giants or somebody. Or it was the week after the Bears game, whoever they played then.
When's he coming back? When's Trayvon Diggs coming back?
I don't know.
I got an answer for you.
Okay.
It's likely going to be after the Kansas City game. Because they're going to recommend on the short week, he can come back after this game. They're not going to activate him on a short week with no practice. So I think the Detroit game would be the first opportunity that you might see for him.
Are we sure he's better than Carson and Revel right now?
More experience.
Yeah.
That way. I've reached out, and my just being scout guy, throw things out there, I recommended try him at free safety. Is what I did.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
If you play him, if you're going to play a lot of single high stuff, you know, people are like, well, he's got to be able to tackle. Well, I haven't seen a safety get his hands on a ball yet. You know,
yeah, that's true.
And so, to me, if you're going to let him play, with his eyes and let him play react. He's kind of a ball hawk that way. You know, reading the route and maybe going over and making a play. They won't do it. It's just me throwing out ideas and stuff like that. But it might be the best position for him where he doesn't have to worry about coverage and turning into it. He could kind of say, okay, I'm going to cheat this side and I'm going to go. Or he's good enough at reading routes and stuff like that to kind of be that center fielder of a player. Again, I don't think they would do it.
I would say this to your specific question, Gavin. No, Carson and Revel, I don't think, are better than Trayvon Diggs.
No.
The problem is I think Carson and Revel might care more than Trayvon Diggs does.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's a big part of this equation right here that has gotten him in trouble, whether it be with, you know, being too flippant in his play style, whether it's you know, not attacking rehab the way that he needs to or whatever else. I think that when he's locked in, he's very good. And when he's healthy, he's very good. I still think that those are true things. I just don't know. I've made this analogy before. I think the Cowboys felt like, you know, it's that story of, like, you get married, and then you hear somebody going, like, I'm 2 years into this, and I'm like, this isn't the person I was dating. But, like, they changed a ton. I think the Cowboys felt like they put a ring on it, and things changed.
And I don't know how motivated he is about his career, but, I mean, coming off of this 4, 5, or 6 week absence, whatever it's going to be, this is his opportunity to prove to the market.
Yeah.
So, you know, I when you're coming up, but, you know, sometimes you get $40 or $50 million of income and you're like, I'm good for life, you know, and that financial motivation is no longer a factor, and you find out how much you like football and how much you feel a responsibility to your teammate and the folks that made you rich.
I think if you were to talk to people around there, they would talk about noticing a difference in his demeanor. Not just his attitude, but the way he thinks about and attacks practice. I think they feel like, where's the guy who told Dak shut up at that training camp video? That guy, I don't know how much they feel like they've seen him.
Well, you've been here about 30 minutes or so, Bobby, and you don't have 4 or 5 drinks in you.
No,
so
I don't. I haven't done
my
prep yet.
You're a little off your pace.
I know. I'm going to prep here just so that then I can slam drinks.
Yes,
so
let's go.
I'm going to have to do my show prep here.
Hammered preparation.
Mardi Gras, Bobby.
That's what it's going to be.
Look at him. You got to do your work. You got to put in the work on the front end. Now,
is there anything sexier than just seeing the 26.5 degrees Fahrenheit on the beer?
Look at that. Well,
when you get the ice chunks floating around.
Maybe the jug
is on the glass. That's what it's about, man.
It is. That's the Twin Peaks difference for you right there. It's 26.5 degree coming off the tap.
I will say, as soon as Eric's gesturing to the front going, is there anything sexier than I was thinking we're about to get a on all fours howling moment again.
Yeah. I've already promised that was a one and done situation.
Uh-huh.
No more of that. Said my prayers in the car before
until
I walked
San Francisco.
Your text is lighting up right now. Close one, honey. Okay. Is there a belief inside the building the bye week was a turning point for the Cowboys, Bobby?
I think that they believe that game might be. The bye week itself was so complicated for them, obviously, just with everything that was going on, the emotions they were working through, the work that they were doing. But Shotty had a pretty clear idea, I think. He talked about it in press conferences. He had a pretty clear idea of what he was going to do during the bye week. So they did have that advantage where I don't think he walked into the bye week and just went, all right, let me kind of survey some of this. He knew already things they needed to fix and things they needed to focus on, and so he was able to go in there and kind of attack with a plan. But I think the bigger thing is just that game. I mean, I don't know if y'all saw it. We referenced it this morning. Did you guys see the Mike Silver interaction with Dak after the game on Monday?
Yeah.
Where
Dak is talking about it.
Dak is the king of quarterback cliches. Eric asked him about it at training camp a couple years ago. That's the way he operates. And he has said numerous times in his career, one game at a time, one game at a time, one game at a time. And he was talking to Mike Silver, and it was a tone like we hadn't really heard from Dak before, which he said, you know, he's like, do we want to go to the playoffs or not? You know, we're going to have to deal with a lot of BS. And he goes, and we can't talk about this like one game at a time. We can't afford to talk about this or think about this as one game at a time. We need to think about this as a whole stretch that we need to do better in and that we need to win games in. So for him to be dismissive of cliches is a different sort of attitude. But I think you definitely saw changes that they were trying on offense and defense. You saw personnel differences. The entire middle of their defense at all three levels was different than they've had for the last month, whether it be injuries returning and guys that they added. Because Quinnen, Logan Wilson, and DeMarvin Overshown, and then Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker, none of those guys were playing a few weeks back. So I think that they definitely feel like we essentially got an off-season's worth of additions at the bye week between injuries and trades.
Bobby Belt Morning Show here with you on the Fan. Just a couple more questions before we let you go. Is there a discernible difference? RJ Choppy was making a big stand that it's Pickens over Lamb, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on who's talking to him. Because as soon as Nick Harris was around on Friday, then he was like, "Well, no, I'm not saying he's better than Lamb. I wouldn't say that. I think they're both great." And then as soon as nobody's there, he's saying it with his chest again. So I don't know. I would think, depending on which one of you asked, he might give you a different answer. He's been pretty. He's fallen in love with George Pickens, and he thinks that he's above Lamb. I don't. I think that I really like George Pickens. I want him here. I don't think he's better than CeeDee Lamb. I think NFL defenses are still telling you that, the way that they're choosing to cover them.
Yeah.
Sure,
you
can change it.
I just hope that I don't know what they're going to do against Philadelphia. I just hope they're going to be aggressive at the one that's not double-teamed.
Well, it's interesting, though, if you look at it, Bobby, opening game, that Dick Fangio decided that he was going to cover.
Yeah,
bravo. That he was going to cover Pickens with Mitchell to start the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then once Lamb started going off, then he put him over.
Yeah.
So he initially, going into that game, was more, I want to believe, more fearful of what Pickens could do to him. And then once Lamb started going off, that's when he shifted him over to the other side.
Yeah, now I would say that there's still the aspect of, like, for instance, a classic example, the 94 NFC Championship game. So they opened that game, San Francisco did, against Dallas. They opened the game putting Deion on Alvin Harper for, the whole first quarter.
Yeah.
And they thought, all right, Deion on Alvin, double-team Michael. Yeah. That's what we're going to do instead. And they went with that approach, and Michael started destroying them, and they, all right, flip Deion back over there. So it could be a way that they do that. Also, and I mean, you know this, Brian, the man-match scheme that Fangio runs,
mm-hmm.
responsibilities change, things pass off. But, yeah, I think that absolutely matchup-based with Pickens. And Pickens is still, as a talent, a top 10 to 15 receiver in the NFL for sure. I just think that in terms of consistency over the course of several years now, we've seen that CD is generally more consistent. Even in the route running, earlier in the year there were some times that, you know, I don't think that there was a lot of precision with what the routes that Pickens was running.
I mean, when Lamb gets the ball, he's trying to survive. Sometimes he can be physical.
Yeah.
Like, Pickens is going hunting.
Yeah.
I think the yak ability and the ability to save interceptions, and, you know, his route tree looks a lot more diverse. I don't think you can compare it to what's happened previously in his career because of, you know, what the Steelers do offensively
right.
and how bad their quarterback play has been.
Yeah, and I think, I think physicality is definitely, he is a more physical receiver than CD is. With the ball in his hands and the ball not in his hands, he's a more physical receiver. CD, I think, is probably a more fluid, kind of smooth, agile athlete who when he does get yards after catch, a lot of times he's made somebody miss or done something like that. But I do think that consistency, it's the precision that, you know, the quarterbacks, if it's a 12-yard in, it's a 12-yard in. It's not 11, it's not 13. If it's one of those, then they don't trust you. And I think that a lot of different times, Pickens is a guy who's maybe running an 11 or a 13 or has been in the past, not so much recently. And CD's always been the guy that Dak knows, all right, he's supposed to be here. That's where he's going to be when I let the ball go.
John Owning offered an interesting analysis. He says that Pickens runs routes to set up other routes, that he doesn't always run routes with the same kind of fire and pep or whatever you want to say, that he lulls you to sleep, and then when it comes to hitting it at the top of the route, that's where he separates.
I wouldn't doubt that, and he's talked before about
it's an interesting theory.
Early in the season.
Because I didn't think the route running was very good either. But you think about him and how he kind of slow plays routes, and then he's able to get separation.
No, and one of the things he did was early on he was not like high pointing the football on contested catches. It was a problem. He was kind of like lackadaisical looking. And I remember he got asked about it, and his side of it was that he said, well, I'm trying to basically look like the ball's not coming my way, like it's a fake out essentially, and then when the ball's there, trying to go up so the defender's not necessarily ready if they have their head turned. And so there's some of that he definitely does when, you know, going after the football on contested catches. That's a possibility for sure. At the end of the day, I just look at it and I go, like, I want them to sign both of them, and I just want to have both of them here. and however that looks, you know, let's roll with that.
Yeah, I hate that it ends up being a conversation of which one of these guys is better. Pickens has 300-yard games. Lamb has 300-yard games. Mm-hmm. You look at CeeDee, he's been super productive as well. I don't think there's any doubt. If you want to focus on George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb is going to kill you.
Right.
If you want to focus Lamb, it's not even a hope. I think it's just a fact. I think even with Pittsburgh, the knock is George Pickens didn't have good quarterback play. I think we forget it how good CeeDee Lamb was with Andy Dalton, with Cooper Rush, going out there consistently putting 100-yard games up.
Oh, you sound like
awesome,
you're getting in the debate
being
now.
Being awesome with bad quarterbacks.
I thought you said you hated the debate.
So I think both of them are studs, and I think it's a great thing to have, and I want to keep them both here to maximize this Dak window.
No, you're right about that. I mean, I'm just saying I don't think there's really a discernible difference. And if I had to pick, I preferred the Pickens
playing
style.
Just like the style of Pickens. Yeah. I get that.
Sure. I mean, when he was out there against the Raiders on Monday night, I drew this comparison. He looked to me, not size-wise, obviously, but the way he was playing with the ball, and it looked like Terrell Owens to me.
Yeah.
Like the way T.O. used to maneuver traffic, you know, along the side, across the field, doing different things like that. He's really, really good. He's really, really talented. And this year, for sure, he's right up there with CD. When we looked at their body work, obviously, like, there's been some times where he has not locked in. Quarterback issues aside, he hasn't always locked in Pittsburgh, and so that's kind of the totality of what you're looking at. Am I looking at Albert Haynesworth here?
Well, do we give CD credit for Pickens being locked in, their relationship? I mean, how much does that help his success? I think the fit, and I mentioned this yesterday, I think the fit has a lot to do with this. He's been a totally different player than what he was in Pittsburgh. He had big moments, but he has put himself up in another level. We are now talking about him as one of the best wide receivers in football. Hagee was questioning, is he a wide receiver one coming into the season? I don't think there's any doubt that he's a wide receiver one now.
Is anybody on your show picking the Eagles to win this game? Can you tell? It seems like we're all picking Cowboys.
We haven't picked yet. Just from the conversations that we've had on the show, I don't think that either one of them, Sean or RJ, are going to pick the Eagles. I don't care what Peyton thinks, so I haven't even paid attention when he's talked to this week. I'm still not sure. I'm going to finish up watching things. I think it's close. I think that Dallas does some things that'll be difficult for Philadelphia, and so a lot of it's going to be how much was what we saw against the Raiders real versus just being against the Raiders, and how can you extrapolate that? But if they win this one, I mean, it's starting to build a momentum that you look at and go, this could set up nicely for you, because at that point you've got that Kansas City-Detroit stretch, and behind that, those are winnable games still.
It's amazing. The Eagles are playing maybe their best football, their defense rounding into form, and Cowboys' confidence is at an all-time high going into this one. I just don't think they believe that Dak can lose to this team at home. You know, and Dak has torched the Eagles over the last half decade. 20-point blowouts have kind of been the norm.
Yeah.
I know, Bobby, earlier today, this morning during Below the Belt, and then last night with Ed Two Tall Jones, you started to – I kind of started to buy in. We're going to go on a 2018 run here, and this thing's going to be really special, this rest of November going into December. And it's because of what you talked about, one-dimensional, making other teams one-dimensional. You are now about to go up against a gauntlet of teams that you thought was probably better on paper than what they are right now. And outside of Detroit – how many are actually good at running the football right now?
Yeah.
Brian, you talked yesterday breaking down the Eagles. They're struggling. They're not as good right now running the football. Kansas City, not a good running team. Minnesota has not been great running the football. The Chargers, I mean, they don't even have maybe a Marion Hampton
terrible.
Back then.
Terrible.
But not a good running football team.
No.
So now you're going up against teams where, okay, they're going to have to throw because you are now equipped to stop their run, but they're going to come into the game being one-dimensional. So everything you were alluding to, and if this offense, if Dak could lock in and this offense can play to the standard that they should be able to play consistently, this team does have a chance to go and make a run here.
Yeah, that's the real thing. I know we've been worried about the defense all year, but now you're about to go up against some legit defense, starting with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs have some of their issues, but it's still a solid defense overall. And then Detroit's defense right now, and they're getting guys healthier as well at certain positions, but they're playing lights out football defensively. This is going to be an interesting time now to see, okay, these are real playoff defenses. How does your offense actually look now?
Yeah.
Is there any real tangible difference? Because we've felt it for most of the season. Different version of Dak, shoddy, the play calling, the offense in general, the pick and stuff. I mean, this looks different, but it always comes crashing down even when they look good against postseason defenses. And now you're about to get that opportunity over the course of the next 3 weeks.
Great stuff. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Grand Prairie. Bobby Bell, thank you so much for your time. Have a great
Appreciate
afternoon.
Y'all.
There he goes. You can hear Bobby every weekday morning here on The Fan 6 to 10 with Sean and RJ. We got the champ coming up on the other side. Then Wolchuk's top 10 at 220. Buddy, what's the subject?
Well, we got the second round of Texas high school football playoffs in full swing. The 10 greatest high school football teams of all time. What's the best high school team you've ever seen? 877-881-1053. That's next.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In the nation.
Welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation here on the fan. We are live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie here right off of Bush, about Bush and 20. So come on by Fellowship. We got some Tolo back window decals for you. And, of course, each drinks and scenic views here at Twin Peaks. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Congrats to the Chief. Made it 5-time last night. He is now immortalized and eligible for the G-Bag of the Year. So nice. Lucius will have a fresh slate of challengers coming up for you this afternoon at 5:45 after Jake Ferguson. That's right. It's Jake Ferguson Thursday. So you will get L.A. Live coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Thanks again to Bobby Belt, who joined us, had a nice little Cowboys conversation to open up the show. Time now for Zach Wolchuk's Top 10 Here he is, Zach with an H.
All righty. I know we got a lot of high school football fans out there, and we got the area round of the playoffs. Some big matchups tomorrow. We got Rockwall Heath and Duncanville at Eagle Stadium. That's going to be a big one. Heath's been really, really good this year. Could they possibly upset Duncanville? Duncanville right now, their defense just allowing 14.6 points and 200 yards of total offense per game. They've been absolutely phenomenal. Heath's offense, though, is really good. You've got North Forney and Waxahachie, Coppell and Richardson, Odessa Permian and Mansfield Lake Ridge, and then the Allen Eagles taking on Lake Highland. Some really, really big matchups across the DFW and across the state. And it led me to ask the question, 877-881-1053, what is the best high school football team you've seen? As we'll get into the top 10 greatest high school football teams of all time, do you guys have a team that stands out to you?
You know, whenever I was growing up, I remember getting to watch the Chase Daniel Southlake teams.
Yeah.
And those were pretty incredible. And then whenever I was in high school, you know, going up against an Allen was phenomenal. I went up against them when they had Alec Morris at quarterback.
Yeah.
And who was the running back that ended up going to the NFL?
Jonathan Williams.
Okay, like he was the real deal. But that Southlake team, whatever that was, like 04.
Yeah, their run from like 04 to 06 was awesome. Like Greg McElroy at quarterback. Those teams were, I mean, 05, they had a legendary game against Plano. Plano was really good that year. Beat them in, I think it was the state semifinal, went on to win state. But Carroll had some loaded squads.
Well, and then to be honest, actually, now that I'm thinking about it too, when we were doing Friday Night Stars,
yeah,
and we got to be down there for those state title games, and you're watching Duncanville, and you're watching
North
Galena
Shore.
Park, North Shore.
Yes.
These are, I mean, grown men. And the quarterback for Duncanville at the time was like Cam Newton. And he was giant, and he was just running. I remember when they go down to take the lead late in the game, it's just him basically with his legs running all the way down the field against North Shore, who was incredible. And then you have the unbelievable North Shore
Hail Mary.
But, yeah, I mean, those teams, that was a different level of size and speed. Seeing that up close was jarring.
Yeah, JaQuinnon Jackson. He's an absolute star. Then ended up moving over to running back. A lot of texts coming in the Jonathan Gray Alito teams. I mean, Alito has just been an absolute powerhouse, but Jonathan Gray was really, really special. Miami Northwestern back in the day. I mean, yeah, Miami Northwestern had some serious squads. I think Teddy Bridgewater was a quarterback for one of their teams.
Yeah, he was.
That was absolutely loaded. You've got Jesse Armstead and that 88 Carter team from the 214. I mean, they were just littered with talent. Matt Stafford and Highland Park from the 214. Odessa Permian back in the day. I mean, Trinity did have some monster teams. The 817 texting in Trinity, that 07 Trinity team, I think Samir Baker was their running back. They were just absolutely dominant at the line of scrimmage. And then they also had Brandon Carter, who was a stud for them at quarterback, played basically every single position at like 2012. So we've had some really, really good high school football teams here in the Metroplex. Lucius, I know you played here, and we're in the pride of Lucius Alexander here in Grand Prairie at Twin Peaks. Did you have any teams that stood out to you?
I'm going to take you back to the year 2000, boys. Midland Lee, Cedric Benson.
Yeah.
That Midland Lee squad, like, we played against Cedric Benson, and there was no tackling him. They didn't even need blockers, bro. He was stiff-arming us, moving us around. It really looked ridiculous for the fact that we made it so far in the playoffs and still couldn't handle him.
Dude, I can't even fathom what that would have been like trying to wrangle in Cedric Benson.
No.
That is wild. That's like you're scared a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the toughest defensive players on our squad. We're getting faced like
I'm good.
Mushed
yeah, I'm good.
Into
I'm
the
good.
Turf. And you're like, oh, yeah, we ain't going to make it, bro. This is it. What y'all doing tonight? Because it won't be celebrating a win.
We're done. Something with a lot of ice, hopefully.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, here are the 10 greatest high school football teams of all time. And we start at number 10. And this is across the entire country. It is the Allen Eagles of 2014. And, that was Kyler Murray, one of the greatest offenses ever seen at the high school level. He also had fellow recruits Bobby Evans and Greg Little, who made the NFL. three straight consecutive Texas State championships, and 40 of 62 for 645 and 10 touchdowns in those state championship games was Kyler's stat line. Just an absolute freak. He also ran 38 times for 394 yards. That 2014 Allen team undefeated. They were unreal. We go back to the day of Brian Broaddus.
Yes.
1927.
Yeah, it was a what team we got? South Oak Cliff? Oh, Waco.
Waco. Waco beat teams 124 to nothing, 107 to nothing, and 93 to nothing. They averaged 56 points a game, 11 shutouts in 14 games.
Yeah, they needed running clock back then.
Holy crap. Legendary coach Paul Pison, four state titles with Waco. But that 1927 team, that does not sound fair. Number eight, Florida, St. Thomas Aquinas.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a powerhouse. 2010, they had Michigan quarterback Jake Rudock and Philip Dorsett. Miami Hurricane that went in the first round at wide receiver was on that squad. But they ended up being absolutely loaded. They also won state championships in 08 and 2010. They had Joey Bosa as a sophomore on that squad in 2010 when they won the state title. He turned out to be pretty darn good. And Florida commit Brian Cox Jr. as well.
Greg Ellis was a pass rusher at the time.
Better than Brian Cox?
Yeah. No. Bosa.
Oh, the Bosa. Yeah. Yeah, that was one of your...
I was right.
You called that one.
Everybody called me out. I was right. Greg Ellis is a better player.
Consistency, not wrong. Not wrong.
The injury factor for the Bosa.
You know what? I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
He was, you know...
Availability. The best ability. Mm-hmm. We go to Pennsylvania. Harrisburg Tech at number seven. This is 1919. Were you there?
1919?
They won its second of two state national titles. National titles, not even state. They won national titles.
Natties.
In 12 games, they outscored their opponents 701-0.
They didn't give up a point the whole season?
They did not give up a point, Eric. 701-0. Their superstar quarterback was Carl Beck, who went on to play at West Virginia before winning a NFL championship for the legendary Pottsville Maroons
yep.
in 1925.
Pottsville.
Pottsville was smoking teams.
Yeah. They had the best players.
They were hotboxing. Modern day, 2017, we go to California. They've got some notable alumni as well that include Matt Leinart, Todd Marinovich, Bryce Young. But this team was led by
Todd Marinovich.
Amon Ross St. Brown in 2017.
Dude, there's clips of players in the NFL going up against the Lions and sitting on the sidelines and talking about how dominant Amon Ross St. Brown was in high school. Like certain guys in the NFL that played against him, and they were like, man, you think he's nasty now. Like in high school, he was otherworldly.
Really good. Really, really good. Yeah, they were dominant. They beat people on an average at 48-15, and they won the state title game against De La Salle, another powerhouse, 52-21. We got some Texan for Katy, and Katy comes in at number five. Their 2015 team, the Fightin' Katy Tigers, and Class 6A Division II, they shut out 10 different teams in their undefeated season. They allowed just two teams to reach double digits, and in their six playoff games, Katy outscored their opponents 309-44. Unbelievable. They also won a national championship that year, but their star running back was Kyle Porter on that team. Who was an absolute stud. Four, Bishop Gorman. 2016, Bishop Gorman. And this was Tate Martell.
Tate Martell,
who went to Ohio State and totally flamed out, then went to UNLV, big-time bust. He coined the phrase, their ass, my dude. And he was awesome, though. He threw for 2,362 yards, rushed for another 1,257. They knocked off programs like Cedar Hill, St. John Bosco, St. Thomas Aquinas, and beat teams by an average of 61-6. The state title game, 84-8 for Bishop Gorman. Unreal. 1940, Massillon, Washington in Ohio.
Massillon,
thank you. In nine seasons with the Massillon Tigers, it was Paul Brown was their
Paul
coach.
Paul Brown was the coach. You're darn right.
The original Massholes.
80-8-2 with six state titles and four natties. But the 1940 team was the best. They outscored opponents 477-6. 1996 is number two. We go to Hampton, Virginia, second best high school football team of all time. They were led by head coach Mike Smith. Former NFL quarterback Aaron Brooks was on that squad, and they won 51-0 in the state title. They allowed just 97 yards, and they went undefeated, dropping 58 points per game. But the best high school football team of all time, De La Salle, 2001, with Maurice Jones-Drew on that squad. They were beating teams to the tune of 50-8, their average school, where Maurice Jones-Drew almost 12 yards per carry as he ran behind a fellow NFL lineman, Derek Landry, one of the best and most dominant teams ever. Also, future All-American Mercedes Lewis was on that team as well. So quite a litany of talent here in this top 10. A lot of players that went on to tremendous success, but a lot of Texas schools. Allen represented, Katy represented in this list. And it's always fun, Waco, to take a trip down memory lane. And good luck to everybody that's playing in their state high school football playoffs starting tomorrow.
Yeah, it's exciting times, man. I'm hoping my Sunnyvale Raiders can make a run.
Sunnyvale, yeah. You guys have a good squad.
Yeah, I think they're 13th in 4A Division II. That's pretty good, right? You can make a run from there, couldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, that's legit.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun keeping up with them this year, winning a lot of games there. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie. The cold beer is coming out of the tap right now at 29.6. That's below freezing, according to my math and my very elementary understanding of science and temperatures. But you'd be good to go. You'd be rocking whatever you order. Okay, we got a college football darty coming up, Chief. Where are you taking it?
Free booze and wild message boards. That's what college football does next in the nation.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. We're live Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie, the home of the best eats, drinks, and scenic views. And I've been crushing food all day. I do think this is the best salad dressing in the entire world.
Oh, really?
This jalapeno vinaigrette. It's just outstanding if you need a salad.
You used to talk about it all the time.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I tried to find it. I tried to recreate it. Couldn't. So whenever I'm at Twin Peaks, I make sure to get a salad. Might get another one before I'm out of here. Could use the refuge. Here's the Chief with the college football darty.
Yes, sir. Plenty to get to. Right after this.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want the bell to say our name again.
Well, I don't get it. I'm afraid the head cold.
All right, the Rice students will have too much to drink this weekend when the Mean Green come to town. We'll get to that here in a moment. But, yeah, I do have the college football playoff percentage chance that your school will make an appearance. And
Okay.
I'm not seeing Texas on there anywhere. These Texas fans are hilarious that are still trying to grasp at an idea that maybe at 9-3 they could sneak their way in. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't think that it's happening either, even if they beat A&M. I don't think the committee's going to end up putting them in.
Yeah, the Aggies, 99.5% chance to make the playoff, according to the ESPN playoff probabilities. But I wanted to look at our Mean Green there.
Yeah.
Chuck, 41.7% chance.
Wow, we have moved up. It was like 26% on Saturday.
Yeah, we've moved up in a big way, and the team that's in our spot right now is Tulane, and they would be going to Texas Tech if the playoff started today. The line for that game, if Tulane went to Lubbock?
21.5.
Oh, you're close. 19.5. Wow. That's how much Tech would be favored right now over Tulane, which is a hypothetical matchup that could be taking place. You'd have Notre Dame at Oklahoma.
It'd be fun.
What do you think the line would be on that one?
Give me Sooners 3.5.
No, I think Notre Dame's
favored.
I think Notre Dame's favored. Notre Dame
at OU?
Yeah, Notre Dame 4.5.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow, I mean, look at that.
Okay. I don't know anything about NFL, but I could tell you some college football.
You can.
I watch enough
spread
film.
Spread them.
I watch enough film to kind of get an understanding of this.
All right, Broadus, guess that spread right now. Alabama would be going to Oregon to take on the Ducks if the playoffs started today. Alabama going to Oregon. I still can't believe that Notre Dame is ahead of Alabama.
You would think that Alabama would be a favorite in this one. They're not. Oregon, I think, is 2.5.
That is actually a pick'em right now.
Okay.
That would be a pick'em.
Okay, that makes sense.
But Alabama clearly getting some love there going on the road. And then, I mean, Miami's in place right now, but they don't really actually have a chance. It'll be the ACC champion who gets in there. But right now it would be Miami going to Ole Miss, and Ole Miss would be favored by 4.5. But, yeah, when you look at the playoff probabilities, man, the Mean Green sitting there at 41.5, BYU 44% chance. But I can't believe that you have Alabama behind Notre Dame. That just feels so weird to me. But Texas Tech sitting at 92.6. They're a surefire lock. And I love what they got going on right now defensively. Did you see the Bronco Nagurski, one of the greatest names in football history? Bronco Nagurski trophy finalists awarded to the nation's top defensive player.
We got Jacob Rodriguez.
You've got four guys in the mix here.
And David Bailey. All Texas Tech Red Raiders. Romello Hyde, is he in there too?
No, it is just one, and it is, of course, Jacob Rodriguez.
Maybe Pollock, their corner, he's pretty good.
The linebacker. You haven't studied him yet, have you, Broadus?
Which one?
Rodriguez?
No, I have not.
I got Rodriguez down.
Oh.
I went down the Texas Tech. I love Jacob Rodriguez. The problem is he's going to be a day two pick. So what I'm going to do is that Packers pick the Cowboys have, we're sliding down, boys. We're moving down. We're trying to pick up an extra pick.
Go to the second round?
Yeah. And then we're going to gobble up Jacob Rodriguez.
All right.
If you don't, I might have to take a look at him at
unless
the break.
Sonny Styles ends up. But, yeah, Jacob Rodriguez, he's a guy that just you talk about instincts, which is what they've lacked outside of adding Logan Wilson. That is an instinctive football player. I mean, he is just old school, thoroughbred, but he's super athletic. And I asked my brother-in-law, Ben, who covers the Texas Tech Red Raiders for Red Raider Sports, I was like, how do you think he's going to test? He thinks he's going to test really well. That was my question mark.
Right.
But you're talking about a guy who's got range, he can cover, he can blitz. He's just an all-around really, really good player. I'm a big fan of Jacob Rodriguez.
I love the way that Joey McGuire threw him threw Jacob Rodriguez in at quarterback and allowed him to score a touchdown over the weekend. And McGuire said after the game, everybody's talking about QBs for Heisman. So
we got a little picture going
snap.
On here.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Turn around, Eric.
All right. Smile. Oh, we're in this pick?
Yeah, Eric, get on all fours and howl to the moon.
I've learned my lesson. Yeah, I love Joey McGuire. Everybody is talking about QBs for Heisman, so we put Jacob in at quarterback.
Eyes forward.
And Pro Football Focus has him as the highest graded linebacker when it comes to run defense and the highest graded linebacker when it comes to coverage. He's first in forced fumbles. He's second in interceptions. And he's just he's a total monster. But he's in the midst of the of the finalists for the nation's top defensive player, that Nagurski Award. It's also Caleb Downs, safety, Ohio State.
Best player in the draft.
Makes a ton of sense. A&M's edge, Cassius Howell's
a Brian's really good a player. Fan. Big fan.
Brian's a fan, but not
I haven't watched him.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because I was going to say, just watching his games,
yeah,
how could
I mean,
you
he's,
not be
he's
a
definitely
fan?
Flats when I watch A&M. I just haven't done the film review.
And then Notre Dame's corner, Leonard Moore.
Huh. Okay.
I thought like the Buckeye defenders, like Arvell Reese, Sonny Styles, you would think those guys would.
Right.
But maybe they just want to spread the wealth a little bit. They don't want like multiple guys from the same team.
Makes sense.
Maybe. But yeah, those are your four finalists for being the top defensive player in college football this year. And I'm excited about the Jacob Rodriguez.
He's awesome, dude. If you should watch him, you're gonna fall in love with him. There's not a lot to not like about his game.
When you look at some of the message boards right now, I mean, we are in the height of message board season, Broadus, especially when it comes to your LSU Tigers and Lane Kiffin. Someone is alleging here, he says, and this is the beauty of the message boards, he acknowledges that whatever his he had most recently posted was not right.
Okay.
But he comes in, he goes, as far as I'm told, though, Lane Kiffin's son, Knox, is enrolled at U-High for next semester, which is a...
High in Baton Rouge.
In Baton Rouge.
Right.
So you have a message boarder who's saying that that his son, Lane Kiffin's son, is already enrolled for next semester at a Baton Rouge high school. All right? So it's very likely to be a ball sack. But this is the type of thing that... especially in the SEC where it just means more.
It does.
This is what these guys do. They're leaving no stone unturned. I just can't imagine you'd be that unbuttoned up, right? I don't even know if that's a word, unbuttoned up.
Unbuttoned, we can make it a word.
Disbuttoned, but like you have to know that these guys are nuts when it comes to the college football fandom. They are going to leave no stone unturned when it comes to trying to figure out your next move. And I still don't understand how he's able to do this, Lane Kiffin, in the midst of what he's got going on with Ole Miss and things like that. And I was seeing some quotes from people that are like decision makers in the college football playoff and the Ole Miss coaching deal. Like, if Lane Kiffin's not going to coach them in the playoff, if that ends up coming to fruition, that would knock them down in the rankings.
Sure.
Because they would view
really
them as
is.
A lesser team.
I mean, it kind of sucks that this is the way that it goes, where he's going to have to make a decision, but he's been all year with this team, with this group of kids, and they've worked their ass off to try and get into the playoff here, and now you've got a situation, and it's not Lane Kiffin's fault. If he wants to go and take the job at LSU, go for it, Lane. It is. It is a better job than Ole Miss, but he should still be able to see out this year with his kids. But just the way that the landscape is with college football, he's probably not going to be able to do that if that's the move that he makes.
I mean, it's the game that's messed up, not the individuals playing it, because they got to do what they got to do to adapt to the environment. I just feel like we need some pretty strong regulations in here to create a moratorium. No coach should be leaving before bowl games. You know, that's just... it's uncalled for.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff that needs to be, like, regulated in college football, including player contracts. You know, it's a dumpster fire working against the coaches. It's a dumpster fire with coaches leaving early. I'd hope that they could create some rules and regs here to, you know, make this flow a little bit more fairly for everybody involved.
We'll kick around the free booze at Rice a little bit later on, probably in the hodgepodge.
Sounds good.
Kicked it around them across.
Is UNT really one of the 12 best teams in the country, or Tulane? Do they have an argument for this? No.
It's just the non-power four.
Yeah, you get one.
So one team has to go in?
Yes.
Okay. Which they'll probably change at some point, because it is
Boise State got that bid last year.
Okay.
So this year, like, we're in the driver's
seat. For instance, Tulane is ranked like 24th in the country.
Yeah, right. I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, in the college football playoff, they get to be that last seed.
Yeah. And most likely, if North Texas wins the American, they'll be in like the 20s, but they technically elevate.
In the basketball tournament, the 5-12 is usually death for the fifth team.
Yeah.
In football, it's like we're going on to the next round.
That's why I gave you the spread. Like now, Tulane would be a 19.5-point dog going to Lubbock for a playoff game. That just feels stupid.
Okay, we got updates on your Texas Rangers with the tender deadline coming tomorrow. Is it time to say goodbye to these two postseason legends? Plus, updates on the Mavs coming off of last night's real tragic decision by the officials to hand them defeat against New York. And we'll do that 4 hours to go, live Twin Peaks and Grand Prairie, and we're back in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.